Herzlich willkommen zu Dental English to Go. Ich bin Sabine Nemetz und ich lade euch ein, mit diesem Podcast euer Englisch aufzufrischen. Ich möchte euch zeigen, dass es ganz leicht ist, sich im Praxisalltag auf Englisch zu verständigen. Jede Woche schauen wir uns eine bestimmte Situation in der Zahnarztpraxis an und trainieren die passenden Vokabeln und die richtige Aussprache. So, here is your weekly dose of language refresher. In today's lesson, we will cover common questions patients often ask on onlays and inlays. So let's start. Building patient trust and making sure they understand everything on the upcoming restorative treatment is essential. Das Vertrauen der Patienten zu gewinnen und sicherzustellen, dass sie alles über die bevorstehende restaurative Behandlung verstehen, ist unerlässlich. Here are some patient communication examples for different situations. Number 1. Explaining the difference from a filling. A regular filling is done directly in the tooth in one visit. But for larger cavities, we need something stronger and more precise, like an inlay or onlay. These are custom-made and cemented into the tooth. Number 2. Explaining the benefits. An onlay protects your tooth better and lasts longer than a large filling. It's also more conservative than a crown because we preserve more natural tooth structure. Number 3. Explaining costs. An onlay is more expensive than a filling because it's custom made in a dental lab and requires 2 appointments. But it's a long-term investment in the health of your tooth. Number 4. Explaining material choices. We can make your onlay from ceramic, which looks very natural, or from gold, which is extremely strong. Ceramic is usually preferred for visible teeth because it blends in neatly. Number 5. Reassuring nervous patients. The procedure is completely painless with local anesthesia. You won't feel anything while I'm working. We'll use a temporary filling so your tooth is protected between appointments. Following are some common patient questions or complaints on different aspects. Questions about the procedure. Will it hurt? No, we'll use local anesthesia so you won't feel pain during the procedure. Why do I need 2 appointments? Because your restoration is custom made in a lab for a perfect fit. That takes time. Can I eat normally after the first appointment? You can eat after the numbness wears off, but avoid chewing hard food on the temporary filling. What happens if the temporary filling falls out? Call us immediately. We'll replace it so the tooth stays protected.
Werbung. Berliner Teamtag Dental ist die Fortbildung für das ganze Praxisteam. Am 13. März 2026 in Berlin. Kommunikation, Teamkultur, Abrechnung, digitale Helfer, Praxismarketing mit Social Media und mehr. Viel Input und Tipps, wie ihr den Praxisalltag leichter rocken könnt. Jetzt anmelden unter quint.news/teamtag.
Questions about the materials. What's the difference between ceramic and gold? Ceramic looks natural and blends with your teeth. Gold is extremely strong and long-lasting. Which material is best for me? That depends on the tooth, how much you chew with it, and your aesthetic preference. Will anyone see it? If we use ceramic, it will look just like your natural tooth. Questions about costs. Why is it more expensive than a filling? It's custom made in a lab with high quality materials and lasts much longer than a regular filling. Will my insurance cover it? That depends on your insurance plan. We'll give you a cost estimate to check. Questions about durability. How long will it last? With good care, many inlays and onlays last 10 to 20 years or more. Can it break? Like any restoration, it can chip or crack if you bite something very hard, but this is rare. Complaints after treatment. It feels too high when I bite. Let's check your bite. I can adjust it so it feels comfortable. My tooth is sensitive to cold now. That's normal for a few days. If it doesn't improve, please come back so we can check. The temporary filling feels rough. That's okay. It's only temporary. The final onlay will feel smooth and natural. Why does it take so long to finish? Because we want a restoration that fits perfectly and lasts for years. That precision takes time. Here is your overview of the vocabulary of this week's lesson. To preserve, erhalten, bewahren. To reassure, jemanden beruhigen, beschwichtigen. To fall out, herausfallen. To chip, abplatzen. To crack, brüchig werden, zersplittern. Rare, selten, ungewöhnlich. Rough, rau. Neatly, ordentlich, fein säuberlich. Long lasting, langlebig. Cost estimate, Kostenschätzung, HKP. Insurance plan, Versicherungsvertrag. Das war unsere Lesson für diese Woche. Nächste Woche befassen wir uns mit Kronen. Wenn ihr noch mehr Dentalenglisch trainieren wollt, empfehle ich euch mein Buch Dental English, erschienen im Quintessenz Verlag oder auch die Fachzeitschrift Team Journal. Hier findet ihr in jeder Ausgabe eine Übung. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann abonniert diesen Podcast. Es gibt jeden Montag eine neue Folge, überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wenn ihr Fragen habt, dann schreibt auf Instagram oder an podcast@quintessenz.de. Alle Links und Adressen findet ihr auch in den Shownotes. Ich sage goodbye and see you next week. Das war Dental English to Go mit Sabine Nemetz, der Englisch-Podcast für den Praxisalltag. Ein Quintessenz-Podcast.